Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
The world is a vampire.
The Raven Effect, with pro wrestling superstar Raven.
A cornucopia of stupidity masquerading as a podcast.
Critics have hailed it as everything from,
huh? Who's this Raven jerk?
And, if you want clever discourse, nonsensical banter, and incessant rambling, well, this is the show for you. Ladies, gentlemen, idiots, floozies, and reprobates, this is Raven.
Hello and welcome to the Raven Effect Podcast here at lovely palatial Raven Wolf Estate. Your co-hosts are the inimitable Rich Bikini, who is about to catch a flight and will be off the show and in the air in no time. So for those who don't like him, you'll be glad. For those who do like him,
you're probably sad.
Not listening to this show.
Yeah.
I only get to annoy the majority of you for a little bit here tonight.
And then after that, it's whoever you're sitting next to.
Bikini is also here. Along with Cat, Ted, the amazing surviving cat.
Yeah, barely.
The barely surviving cat.
I don't know about you guys, but I generally don't talk to people on airplanes. Do you?
I don't know.
I know. Although one time I talked to Colin Quinn for a while. He sat next to me.
I'd like to get on the airplane, put on my
I dropped that name. Let me pick that up.
Never heard of him.
The Colin Quinn? Actual Colin Quinn? I don't believe
it.
I was very
impressed.
Nice.
Was he still on remote control at that point?
No, it was a couple years ago, 5 years ago, 4 years ago.
No kidding, huh?
Yeah, and I was still doing stand-up, so I guess it was before the pandemic, so maybe it was a little longer than I thought.
Not that I'm, antisocial necessarily, maybe a little bit, but I like to get on the phone, put on the headphones, and fucking sleep,
And I sat behind Alec Baldwin one time.
Oh, yeah?
And he talked about, started talking about wrestling, and,
Did he recognize you?
No, somebody else did, and, or something, I think. And then he goes, I used to like going, they had the big fat guys in the little mini bikini bottoms they would wear. I was like, yeah, that is old time wrestling.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I liked when
And then I sat next to one time, I sat next to Mr. Belding.
He told me that.
Yeah, and who else have I sat next to?
Adam Sandler.
No,
Matthew McConaughey.
Next to Adam Sampson. He was a tax consultant. He did nothing for my taxes.
You suck, Samson.
Yeah. Actually, his name was Bob. Bob Cocktoastone.
Bob Cocktoastone?
I sat a couple of rows behind, what's his face? Macklemore. A year or two ago.
Macklemore? Who the F is that?
Yeah. The thrift shop guy.
Thrift shop?
Macklemore?
I never heard of him.
The rapper,
Famous. He only had the one hit, right?
Pretty much. Well, he had a couple of other songs, but nothing that was as big as Thrift Shop.
Thrift Shop.
Yeah, I'm not gonna look into it.
Everyone getting on there, people were taking pictures, and I asked somebody, "Hey, who is that? Because I didn't recognize him." It was this young girl. She said, "Hey, I'm like, is everybody taking pictures of this?" "Oh, you probably wouldn't know who it is. He's a rapper." I'm like, "Why don't you tell me?" She's like, "Macklemore." I'm like, "No. No, I was only forced to go see him three fucking times with my ex-wife. I have no idea who that is."
Did you know that his mom is Mary Tyler Macklemore?
Oh, is she?
No.
Hang on, wait a minute. What are they saying here? I don't know what they're saying.
Where'd you go, Feeny?
Feeny disappeared.
I'm all alone.
I was taking my clothes off.
This is going, God, it's like 20 years ago at this point, but for longer than that. I was getting on a plane once, and Gene Simmons, I think I've told you this one, Gene Simmons was in front of me, and I was flying with the hockey team.
Did you flick him in the ear from behind and annoy him?
Was he wearing the face paint?
He was not wearing the face paint, but he looked like, he looked very much like Chief in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, you know, we're all he looked like Chief in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
He looked like, or he moved like?
Both.
Now that you think about it, he didn't even look. How do you know it was Gene Simmons anyway without the makeup?
Yeah, it could have been Chief.
But that's what we're saying. So it's this hockey team, and we're there, we're waiting to get on the plane, and we're all like, that's either Gene Simmons.
Or it's not.
There's only two options, right?
Yeah. So we're like, well, it's either Chief from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest or Gene Simmons. So we're waiting in line, and I'm like right behind him, right? So, you know, people, they're checking the tickets, they're doing the thing, scanning the deal. And this one defenseman, this one kid, Dougie, is behind me, and he keeps yelling out, ding, like that, ding. I'm like looking at it, and he's a big dude, too. He's like 6'4", maybe 6'3", 6'4". It's way bigger than me.
Like my height, basically.
He's going to turn around and strangle me. But he kept doing it, ding, ding. So, I don't know.
May I help you?
So what happened? Yeah. Did Gene turn around?
He did not, but I remember when he scanned his boarding pass, I think it said Gene Simmons. Oh, no. He might have been registered as Gene Simmons, but obviously, like, his passport or his ID says whatever his real name is, right? Yeah. And I remember the gate agent being, like, kind of confused, like, trying to, you know, since, like, maybe a year after 9/11, that, you know, she's looking at it. And he leans over and he's like, I'm Gene Simmons, and kiss. And pirates, you know, the pirates knew they had his book. So he gets on the plane and fucking the pilot came out and took a picture and had him sign the book and the whole fucking deal.
After the plane took off, did he become Gene the Dancing Machine?
You know what? I was not.
How do you know his name
just
wasn't Gene Simmons, but it's spelled SYMMONS?
Yeah, that could have been Gene Simmons the periodontist.
It could have been. So you're saying he's doing the whole Gene Simmons gimmick.
Right.
Like same height.
How about if the guy goes Gene and he goes Eugene and he goes and he goes, I'm not Gene, you're Gene.
Me Gene.
No, Eugene. No, I'm Gene.
And then he says, hi Gene.
Yeah, you stink. Mugger hygiene.
You stink, hygiene, you stink.
Rich, are you going to take your shoes off during the flight?
No. That's a fine. You deserve to be fine.
You should only take your shoes off if your feet smell. Take your shoes off if your feet smell.
You paid for the ticket. You have the right to be comfortable.
So, on a long flight, if they give you, like, the extra socks, you know, like if you fly international or whatever, they'll give you those. Or, like, if you have flip-flops or something. Nothing is more gross than not only the people that, like, put their fucking feet up on the seat with no shoes on, but, the people that go in the bathroom, they're playing with their socks. I've seen that a number of times. I'm like, you got to be out of your fucking mind. I don't even wear my shoes in the house that I fly with. Those floors are disgusting.
Airplane bathroom floors?
Yes.
Or airport bathroom floors? I'm confused.
Well, both, but I'm saying the laboratory on the actual airplane.
Are you implying that you're supposed to pee when you pee? You're supposed to get it in the bowl?
You are. you're not supposed to add to the puddle that's already on the floor.
I've been doing it wrong all these years.
Yeah, you have been, you know?
I always make sure not only do I pee sitting down, but I also have to take off my shirt, so. It's no good?
The airplane, you do that.
Everywhere, every bathroom.
Only because you're 5'6" and you can reach up high enough. To pull your shirt off.
I think it's very brave of you, and I actually, like, my sympathies and my heart goes out to women that happen to sit on those fucking toilets on the plane.
Yeah, they could hover. Damn. They could do the hover.
Not if you're turbulent, they're screwed.
That's actually pretty sweet, man. How easy is that if you're out drinking, you can just pop a squat You know what I mean? Oh, it's real easy, quick, convenient, done.
Not
especially
not
if you got a skirt on.
Well, oh, yeah, especially.
We still have it easier. Like, you get this fucking, you know, find a bush, pretend you're on the phone, right?
Yep.
Fucking unzip and just kind of stand there. Like,
and if you got,
around,
well,
right?
If you got a skirt on, you just pull them britches to the
one
side.
One time, me and Sandman were out with Luscious and somebody else whose name I won't mention.
Luscious?
Not,
Johnny Valiant?
No, Luscious the valet, the wrestler chick.
Okay, I don't remember
good
her.
Friend of, she's a good friend of me and Sandman's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I used to call her Scrumptious, just to aggravate her. Anyway, so, and the three of us and another chick, another female wrestler, but I don't want to say her name because it would be embarrassing for her.
Yeah.
So, Sandman and her get so hammered that they're slurring their words.
Mm-hmm.
But they can understand each other. Like, me and Luscious can't understand a word they're saying. And they're both and they go,
their own drunken gibberish that only they understand, right?
Of course.
Then we went outside, and then she had to pee, so she had a skirt, so she just let loose. But it was weird because it was like a waterfall. Like, it wasn't like a stream. It didn't come straight down. It came down like a 10-inch long waterfall.
Like a super soaker instead of a water gun.
Yeah, it's weird. I just assumed it came out like you know, like a straight line, you know.
I was gonna say, so it wasn't like a jet, like a spraying jet, you know what I mean?
No, the whole thing was just it was
like turning on a sink, man.
It's like turning on a shower head that's really wide.
Yeah, yeah.
And it comes out all at once. Not. It doesn't come out from the middle out. It comes all out right. Down at once, straight down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's how this was. It was crazy.
Wow.
Mm.
Yeah, she's doing it behind a car. She's squatting behind a car.
And you were there watching like a fucking creep.
I was sitting there next to her. We're squatting. She's squatting by the car, and she goes, "I gotta pee."
Yeah. Did you get any on your feet? Any on the old shoes?
No.
Good. Hideous.
Oh, my God, dude. People are just getting off this fucking plane. I can, you know, you two.
I bet they're enjoying you cursing and just.
You two nitwits fucking talk me into coming down to the gate. I could have still been sitting up there, you know, highfalutin.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I haven't traveled in like 7 years. What do you want
Where are you highfalutin at the men's room?
I can still be sitting up in the lounge in the Admiral's Club.
You could have been in the men's room.
You were in the Admiral's Club. You were in the fucking bathroom.
Could have been in the bathroom and reaching your foot under the other side of the
stall. You brought your extra cologne and you were just spraying for 10 bucks a spray.
Did you get a shoe shine?
You know, that's actually not a bad idea. I should travel like you have a long layover. And just get like the bowl of like mints and colognes and whatever. And then people come in, right? And you hand them the towel and probably make a couple of bucks like that.
Yeah. That would be funny as shit, actually. Someone from the airport comes in like, excuse me.
Yeah, you get a couple of Milwaukee bucks for that.
You could get some. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just trying to help people, man.
Like Alvin Robertson.
Like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Like.
He used to play for the Bucks.
Oh, like Sherman Douglas.
Roger Burlock.
Oh, like the Mills brothers. Like Sherman Hensley.
No, he was not a Milwaukee Buck. That's ridiculous.
Yes, he was.
Like Sherman Tank. Sherman Tank!
Is the Tank... What did Terry Funk used to say? The Tank sisters, Sherman and Septic?
Either of you guys ever see the movie Annihilation?
I don't think so.
With Natalie Portman.
Wow, it looked too creepy.
Port person.
It scared me.
It was very interesting, Raven. You might like it if you like. You like the science fiction.
Spoil it for me. I want to hear it.
Hold on. What did you say her name was?
Natalie Portman.
No, it's Natalie Lagerman.
Yeah.
Did you know? I saw this and I giggled when I saw this. Apparently, there's a young porn actress whose name is Natalie Portman.
Porkman?
Natalie Portman. Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to write that down.
I love it.
I want to be an actor. How do I get an acting, Raven?
Oh,
what
easy.
Kind of acting?
It's just easy. Easy? Just what?
First of all, you pull your penis out, start yanking on it, and you film it.
Oh, no. No, I want to.
I thought you joined SAG.
No, I want SAG especially. Yeah, it would SAG. No, I want to do lines. I mean, spoken. No, spoken lines.
Don't you want to snort them, not speak them?
Well, right. Yeah.
Well, one thing at a time.
Make sure you carry Narcan with you if you care about
it. No, Narcan doesn't.
It may not seem like I do, but, you know, I don't want you to die.
I thought Narc in a can was when they had some guy ride you out to the cops because he lives in a can.
Narcan doesn't work for Coke, dude.
Yeah,
oh, you're saying if the Coke accidentally, wink, wink, has the fentanyl in it, right?
Well, I mean, that's the problem for most people, the fentanyl. No. It's not that it's cocaine, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I just mean if you did, like, too much Coke and you collapsed, Narcan can't do anything for you.
Well, no. I mean, if you do too much of it and you have a heart attack, that's one thing.
Ask River Phoenix about that, you know?
I know he's dead. How am I going to ask him? He's dead. The guy's dead. How am I going to ask him?
Did I ever tell you about the River Phoenix? The River Phoenix. You ever hear about the dark River Phoenix rumors? Dark Hollywood? That he was like...
There was an evil River Phoenix? Like, there's two of them, a doppelganger?
No, like he was purposely overdosed. That kind
of thing. A doppelgangbanger?
Purposely. And if you think about it, you know, if you look back at all those young, attractive boy actors back then, you know, the hot up and comers, they're all dead, right? Except DiCaprio lived on. But
no, Corey Feldman's still alive.
Yeah, Corey Feldman's still around.
But he wasn't attractive.
So wait, you're saying DiCaprio killed them all?
I think
DiCaprio and Pitt and maybe Ryan Gosling were in on it together to get rid of River Phoenix, Jonathan Brandis, Brad Renfro.
Who?
Jonathan Brandis.
Wait, Feeney,
what?
You just said he's not. He was an attractive. In whose opinion?
What?
I'm sure,
nobody ever found Corey Feldman attractive. Not once. Not once.
You're saying he was the lesser of the two cores.
No, but he's too short, dude. He's short and he's creepy. That's a bad combo.
Who's the other one? Who's the core?
Corey Haim.
Corey Haim, right? Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah, I didn't know he was sick.
I know.
Yeah, that's a shame. Poor guy.
Corey Feldman. If you've watched any of his recent musical,
I think he's in on the joke, though. Don't you?
See, I don't think he is, but. For somebody that's been, I think we've talked about it before, for somebody that's as fucked up as he is, you know what? It's hilarious and it's unintentionally hilarious and it's bad, but you know what? I'll give him that.
Yeah, but it's like,
what are you talking about?
He performs with a band. That's his thing. And it's just
terrible?
The music's very bad. But what I was going to say, because Rich
the music
knows,
bad or the singing bad?
Both.
The dancing,
the stage wear, all of it. But since Rich knows a little bit more, like you don't know what I'm talking about, Raven. But Rich, if you watch, there's people that really pay attention and watch on YouTube and break it down. And like every show at a certain point, he'll drop the mic or he'll hit himself in the mouth with it or he'll knock over the mic stand or he'll throw a tantrum. It's like points in the show. It happens too consistently to be, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it seems like it's all a goof. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've read stuff about people that like hired guns to like been in a band with them for a little bit. And you know,
he said I've heard he's actually an asshole. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I've heard he's just a fucking diva, prima donna. Like,
that's so. Like, where do you get off? Why? Because you were in Lost Boys, dude? Come on.
Well, you know. Yeah.
Hey, he was a big star. He made a lot of movies, the kid.
Yeah.
He was actually, I'll give him that, in Stand By Me, the Stephen King one. He was really good as that. As
he was
good
in Goonies, too.
Yeah, but the problem was all he did was stand by somebody.
Yeah.
He had to run off that trestle.
Lean On Me was probably the better gig than Stand By Me.
Yeah, because then they just leaned on a guy.
You could lean the whole time.
Yeah, I had a friend with one leg longer than the other. Her name was Eileen.
I'd rather star in Dr. Sleep.
Her Chinese friend was named Irene.
No. This isn't 1995. Come on.
Oh, my God.
You can't say that.
What was the movie where they run off the trestle? Is that Goonies or is it
That's Stand By Me, yeah.
That's Stand By Me, okay. Yeah.
Raven, did you hear about the Chinese guy?
He was too, wasn't he?
He was, yeah. Did you hear about the Chinese guy that went to the eye doctor?
Oh, no.
Yes,
Feeny,
yes
don't.
I did.
Don't.
Yes, I did.
All right, go ahead.
Well, the eye doctor said, unfortunately, Mr. Kim, you have a cataract. And he said, no, I don't. I have a Rinkin Continental.
Oh, my God.
A Rinkin. You know, because sometimes their L's sound like ours. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
I never noticed that.
Did you ever notice?
Hey, so if we're gonna do racial jokes, have you ever heard this one about Jesse Jackson back in the day? Somebody asked him about, and this is really old that a lot of people now probably won't get, but somebody asked Jesse Jackson, Mr. Jackson, you're running for president. What are your thoughts on Beirut? And Jesse Jackson responded, Beirut. Beirut was the greatest ball player ever played.
Beirut. That's funny. You're making fun of
that. Yeah, it's a little odd. Yeah, we can't. I'm making
you're
racist,
now after
that.
Rich. You're
I'm going to check your back because you are boarding. Please take out whatever.
I know. I was going to, you know, our usual joke. I didn't know he was sick. I heard Jesse is actually really sick right now.
Is he really?
Yeah, did you read that?
He's going to be like 90 years old, right?
Yeah, and you can only live off the blood of the teenagers for so many years, right?
Oh, shut up, Feeny.
What?
It's documented. Martin Luther King Jr. was a teenager?
Documented fact, Rich. Read the Epstein files. You'll see it all.
Isn't that how Jesse Jackson got famous because he was Martin Luther King's boy?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's in the picture.
He was part of all the marches and everything.
Yeah, he took over. He took the throne.
Yeah, I didn't see the March of Dimes. There was no hotties whatsoever.
Yeah.
Total.
There wasn't much of a parade for the March of Dimes when I saw it.
That's like if the Raven effect continues, Raven, after you pass on, I'll be Jesse Jackson to your Martin Luther King, you know? I'll carry the torch for the Raven effect.
Who's gonna be Al Sharpton?
So your legacy. Oh, you'll be Al Sharpton?
I feel like an asshole too because he was so important to the civil rights movement. The congressman that passed away like 2 or 3 years ago.
Georgia congressman.
Strom Thurmond?
No. Yeah, he was hugely influential.
He was pretty important to the civil rights. Yeah.
The civil rights, yeah, he was. Yeah. Speaking of which, I heard Bob Caudle passed away the other day, which is sad, right? I'm a big Bob Caudle fan.
I didn't know he was sick.
Yeah, I didn't know. I had no idea.
Well, apparently he was like the spokesman for Strom Thurmond for a while.
Really?
I read that
Strom
somewhere.
Strom Thurmond was a racist, wasn't he?
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Well, what was the thing really?
Bob Caudle was their spokesman for him?
Let me double check my.
Yeah, you better double check that before we print that.
I can tell you for sure that in the 90s when he was running again, Ric Flair spoke at his rallies.
Strom Thurmond?
Yeah, 100%.
That's shocking to me. Let's see, Bob Caudle.
Yeah, that checks out.
hold on, I'm looking. November the 16th, he passed away. You know, I had gotten his phone number a couple of years ago because I wanted to call him and just pick his brain. And I was like, he doesn't know who the fuck I am. And like, you know, so I never called him. I wish I had.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Hold on. Outside of the wrestling world, Caudle was active in politics. He was an avowed Republican. He contributed to the campaigns of Senator Jesse Helms. He was a legislative assistant for Helms.
Oh, you know what?
Not Strom Thurmond.
Maybe. Helms was a racist too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
Yeah, they're just against bussing the kids in, weren't they?
Let's see. What did Jesse Helms do? Blah, blah, blah. Helms opposed civil rights, disability rights, environmentalism, feminism, gay rights, affirmative action, access to abortions, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, and the National Endowment for the Arts. My God, what a fucking ghoul.
Listen to this, Bill. Rich, you'll love this. During an October 1992 re-election campaign train through South Carolina, Ric Flair and Strom Thurmond both appeared at a rally in Spartanburg. President Bush acknowledged both men during his remarks to the crowd, saying, I am delighted to be here with your great senator and my great friend Strom Thurmond, and I'm delighted to have Ric Flair on our side. Look at George H.W. Bush, Ric Flair, and Strom Thurmond.
It was old man Bush. Yeah.
Campaign train.
Wow.
What a party.
Wow. Who's Ric Flair?
Woo!
He's a famous wrestler.
Never heard of him.
He looks like crap.
Should I rephrase this? World-renowned alcoholic and womanizer, Ric Flair. How's that?
I mean, those are allegations.
Yes, right. Allegations.
Allegations.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, didn't he get divorced recently?
Probably. I mean, what time of year is it?
Well, you know, I feel terrible fucking, like, poking it into, because he's another guy with, like, so much fucking trauma and whatever. Like, it's, you know.
Like what?
I don't know, his son fucking overdosing on drugs.
Well, yeah, there's that.
Finding his son. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but I mean, you know, people go through that. People have lost sons and fathers and girlfriends and whatever, finding them, or they get killed or whatever. This happens, you know. I'm not saying that you shouldn't have sympathy for them, but not everybody can make excuses for their behavior. You know, we all have.
That's true.
You know.
That's true.
Not to be cold, Feeney, this week. But,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But one thing about – see, it's not funny, but you hear this pretty often. Flair was actually a part of a weird thing where he was stolen at birth, was it? And he was –
I've heard that.
He went through some weird adoption agency. There was like this whole deal where they stole babies.
What?
That's unbelievable.
I know part of his story is that he was adopted, right? But I've heard that in the last couple of years or whatever. I read it somewhere that it's thought that he was stolen from the hospital.
Yeah, I'll get that story for
you. Well, how'd they get him back?
Well, they didn't.
He was adopted by the Flairs.
Yeah.
But his name was...
Wait, he was stolen by the Flairs and they adopted him?
No.
He was born in like North Carolina, wasn't he?
So he was born he was born in Memphis. Okay,
Memphis. And then he ended up in Minnesota because his mom and dad, the doctor or the lawyer or whatever, adopted him. That's where they lived.
His original parents were named Luther and Olive Phillips. And his birth name is commonly considered to be Fred Phillips. Nature boy Fred Phillips. That's unbelievable.
Hold
on, Rich. Let me hear the story.
Yeah. He was adopted through the Tennessee Children's Home Society as part of Georgia Tan's infant trafficking scandal, where to find out what that is.
No.
Yeah, but that was apparently common in Tennessee.
What, stealing babies is common?
No, I mean, not common, but this specific scandal is well known.
So wait, what happened then? Explain it more clearly.
Okay, so here it is. Sorry, scroll. Okay, the real life story of the orphan who survived the Tennessee Children's Home. So, Rick wants to
tell that lady to shut up in the room.
Okay, so the business practices of this Georgia Tan, the executive secretary of the Memphis branch of the Tennessee Children's Home Society, began trafficking children in 1924. She operated a black market baby business offering children to wealthy, socially prominent adoptive parents. Her practices involved coercing birth parents to relinquish their rights and destroying records. An estimated 5,000 children were stolen and never reunited with their birth parents.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild.
But was she coercing like poor people, I guess?
For poor people, of course, to give up the kids.
Here's $100. And then she would turn around and sell the kid to, you know, rich folks. Maybe the wife couldn't conceive. Yeah, I see.
Flair is one of those kids?
Yep. Yep.
How did they find out he was one of those kids?
I think he did.
It had to be some kind of birth record, right? Yeah, through an investigation, they must
He went back through that out. He went back through his history like that, but I can find out for sure. Or maybe they told him. Maybe they told him off the bat when he was old enough to know, hey, you're adopted.
How about Fred Phillips, his dad?
It's one thing to be told you're adopted. It's a whole other thing to be told, well, you're adopted, but you were stolen.
His dad's Luther Phillips.
There's a doctor, right?
Well, at least his parents wanted him.
Yeah, well, exactly. And that's the whole point, right?
Well, is his adopted?
No, I'm saying at least he doesn't feel like he's unwanted.
Yeah, but I wonder what the conditions were that his parents. I guess they sold him. Yeah, he was sold as a baby. That's it. That's accurate.
Tell that lady to shut up in the mic on the speaker.
I'm trying to avoid the speakers, and I'm trying to like not get too close to people as I'm sitting here yapping to you guys. You know.
So the nature boy.
I was
Fred Phillips.
Fred Phillips, apparently Fred Phillips, they found out that he was Flair's dad because he walked around saying, woo!
Yeah. He was styling and profiling.
And he took face bumps for no reason.
And he actually, it says like he has biological siblings from, you know, his birth
parents.
Did
he ever go back and meet him?
He says that his biological brother reached out to connect, but he declined. Kind of like the thing where he was really happy with the adoptive parents. Like they were really good to him. He loved them. So he looks at that as his parents and his family, I guess. But he actually didn't discover he was adopted until he was an adult. Confirmed the information he learned it from a lawyer and confirmed the information with his adoptive parents, Kathleen and Richard Fleer. Yeah.
So they bought him?
I guess that's what you would call it.
Were they part? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Were they part of the?
Well, I don't know if the people who went to this Memphis Society for Children, whatever, if they knew that they were, you know, getting stolen kids. They probably just thought they were orphaned.
Getting real kids.
Yeah, orphaned or whatever.
Real kids.
Real kids, yeah. Woo! So there you go, Rich. There's there's some trauma for you.
And well, no, it is. And, you know, I mean, you know, it's... I'm
more
saying,
trauma for your mama.
Yeah.
It's easy to sit here and you know, to poke fun and... Jesus Christ, you know.
And
what I mean?
Still will. And I still will.
I still will, too. But, you know, you think about the, like, between that, surviving a plane crash, fucking finding, you know what I mean? Finding your kid. You know,
putting Conan over.
That'd get you some PTSD TDs.
Yeah, it would. It would. You know, and Raven, I'm sure you've dealt with this enough, like when you're in the airport.
Yeah, I was adopted at birth.
Yeah, you put up with that a lot, Raven.
Oh, my God.
I was an only child, so I had to play with myself.
Yeah, that works.
I did that a lot, too.
Yeah.
I was born at an early age.
Rave, you ever been in the airport and like you're sitting next to somebody at the gate or you're in a restaurant and somebody's just fucking like blabbing as loud as they can about their business and you get like their entire business plan? Oh, you were doing the
I hate that.
This new fucking thing.
I hate
dude,
that.
Shut the fuck up, man.
Yeah, you know? I don't
my point is when you keep hearing the thing that like I'm trying to like not be around people and also trying to avoid fucking speakers for the announcements.
Is your flight boarding?
Not yet. Until there's 5-10 minutes.
So are you at the right gate?
Yeah, I'm at the right gate.
I'm just making sure. I just don't want to miss your plane, buddy.
No, well, look at that, looking out for me.
Yeah,
your true friend. Your true friend, Raven.
As the big...
I wasn't adopted. That was just a joke.
Did you hear about all
sister.
The...
You would know that if you saw my movie, but no, I don't. You guys didn't see it. It came out Tuesday. I saw it.
Philadelphia.
Tell us where did it come out? I'm sure the fans are dying to know.
Amazon Prime.
You can watch it, baby. Amazon Prime.
Yep. It came out Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Came out Tuesday afternoon.
How many times have you watched it in your house?
I watched the rough cut a couple years ago, and. And I watched the less rough cut a couple years ago. That's about it.
The soft cut.
You haven't watched the final product on your home television to get a sense of what it actually really sounds like. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And when are they going to start recording the Blu-ray extras so that Rich and I can be interviewed?
That's right.
They already released the Blu-ray. They're making more copies because they sold out the Blu-rays already.
Making copies. Hey, that's excellent. Hey. That's excellent.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, like the whole
idea. Well, they only had five for sale, so they sold them out pretty quick.
Oh, they knocked it out? They sold them out in the first 6 weeks?
it took the first 7 years, and they sold all five of them.
Raven, I was thinking that you'd want to watch it in your house. Like, when you
I don't want to watch it. I don't like watching it. It makes me sad.
If you do music, for example, you get a mix, and you go to your, you know, to your car, and you listen to it in the car because you need to know how it sounds. Like how it's supposed to sound.
Oh,
well, I'm not the director of it. The director has to do that, not me.
Yeah.
I know, but you script after the thing, and you could want to be like, hey, the mix is off.
Yeah, are you curious how it's going to sound the John Q public on the old couch?
Or hey, you know that you fucked up the color correction in that fucking scene. Go back and fix it.
Yeah,
I already told him all that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, all right. I'm trying to help Raven. That's all.
I already did all that back in the rough cut days.
Yeah, he was like the guys from Stillwater and almost Famous. He was like, just make me look cool. Just make me look cool.
No, I said make me look terrible.
No, please. I know, right? Right? Yeah.
Raven, is there any part of you up on top of a roof yelling, I am a golden god?
I am a golden god.
I was up there with a duck that shit out Percocets and said, I'm a golden goose.
At the Continental Hyatt? Or the Intercontinental Hyatt?
The Riot House?
Yeah. Intercontinental Champ Hyatt?
Yeah.
That was the Riot House, right? The Riot House?
John Bonham rode motorcycles through the hallway. Yeah.
Is that where she died?
I didn't even know he was sick.
You know why why Keith Moon was so messed up? Why John Bonham What'd you do, Feeney?
This knocked my whole computer over. Hang on a second.
Feeney took a bump. Feeney leaned back in his chair and took a bump.
Nah, my computer fell over. Hang on, give me a second. I got to do some adjustments here.
We can hear you. Feeney,
if you're going to take a bump like that on the show, it needs to be a Ford. It needs to be the bass bump.
Yeah, are we still on, Rich?
We are. You and I are. I don't know where.
I don't see any pictures of anybody. I'm all alone.
Oh, my goodness. Hold on. Let me turn my camera on for a moment here while I have a few minutes. Hold on. Wait a minute.
So you're still in Chicago Airport?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah.
You're not anywhere? You haven't flown anywhere yet?
I flew from Boston to here.
No, I'm saying you haven't flown from the Chicago Airport.
No, not yet. Not yet.
How long have you been there?
A couple hours.
Are you at the gate?
Yeah.
Go to leave the lounge and get to the gate.
I already did. I did that like a half an hour ago at your behest, and they're not even boarding yet.
Yeah, I'm not bored. I'm kind of bored, but it's okay.
I think the crew just got 5 minutes ago. Like the crew just got on, so it'll still be a few more minutes.
The crew,
the flight attendants, just
company, the bad crew
is just swapped. One crew comes off, the other crew goes on.
The bad crew was a jobber team from Reading, PA.
Bad company? No. That was
bad crew. The bad crew.
I don't remember bad crew. I remember bad company.
You're an ECW for
bad crew. Bad crew one and bad crew two.
Bad company was Tanaka and who else?
Simon Diamond. Paul Diamond.
Is that who? The AWA, right?
Yeah, Paul Diamond.
Okay, yeah, right.
Max Moon, if you will.
Okay, yeah, I was Maximilian? Kind of getting them confused on who was who and who they became and whatever.
Maximilian's a vampire from Vampire in Brooklyn, isn't it?
No, that's Sexy Maxi.
No, I think it's Maximilian, to be honest
with you. Murphy?
Yeah. I'm sending you both a photo, if you will.
Right.
I'm going to get this in right now because I won't be here when you do it, but you do the recommendations, right? Hey, we should recommend anything. So last night, my buddy Dave and I went to Exeter, New Hampshire, which is not far over the Massachusetts line. And there's a place there called The Word Band. All right. It's a little venue. They do poetry readings. They do acoustic shows and stuff.
You went to some slam poetry?
No. We went to go see this guy, Dave Paz. He's a Philly guy, Joe.
John Paz? John Paz from the Two Main Paz? Oh, okay.
No,
Dave Paz, the people who make those egg, the egg painting trick gimmicks for Easter.
Hey, pause the show real quick.
I just sent a couple of photos. This little venue is literally like you go down this windy road, and it's like these people own a property, they have a house there, and they turn the barn into this performance space. It was a really, really cool spot. Dave Paz is great if you're into, if you like that. He's like a mix.
What about Dave Paz?
No.
Copaz of color?
Imagine Springsteen and punk rock kind of mix.
So straight go to jail, do not pause, go.
I think Rich's audio is paused.
What?
Huh?
Do not pass God. Do not pause. Go.
What happened to my bass?
I'll tell you about Annihilation when Rich gets off.
All right. We have all those news items, too.
We do. We have a few weeks.
I'm not going to get off until I get to Seattle.
That's
You're not
going
to get off until you what?
I had a boss when I worked. I worked for Blockbuster Online for like a year when they tried to compete with Netflix when it was like in the mail DVDs. And my boss there, when he would have to travel for the company to go to other branches, train people, whatever, when he rented porn in the hotel, he would submit it back as a business expense.
Why wouldn't he?
And the guys would say, like, well, what are you doing? Like, we're not going to pay for your porn. Like, how does ordering a movie have anything to do with business expenses? And he had this whole argument with, like, listen, you had me out on the road away from my wife and shit. Like, I need some relief. I got needs. And guess what? I'm out here on the road because of you guys. So you're going to pay for my entertainment. True story.
I've never expensed porn in my life.
And he would get reimbursed.
What are you really? Good for him.
Learn something new every day.
Semen burst.
He would get semen burst. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I hope he tipped the maid. Hey, let's face it. If you're watching porn,
he stuck a fiver to the wall.
If you're banging one out in the hotel room by yourself, I mean, you're just letting loose. You don't care where it goes. You know, that could be all over the headboard, the floor.
I don't understand what's happening. Route 906 has been here for 3 days. So he asked for 6 boxes of Kleenex.
More Kleenex, please.
Yeah, I got the sniffles.
No way. You just use the big towel.
Yeah, but now they don't give you enough towels. So if that towel, right, if that one's gone.
The extra towels are under the sink, man.
Well, a lot of times they cut back on the amount of towels that they give you. And then you got to call somebody to get new ones.
You know, I haven't had a real towel. I haven't used a real towel that wasn't a hotel towel in like 30 years. That's all I refuse. Like Selena be like, let's buy some new towels. I'm like, no, I'm using the old hotel towels. Yeah. I'm getting them for free. I got a connection.
I got 100 of them.
I've heard that there are some hotels now, like the higher end ones, where they're putting like little RF gimmicks in the tag on the towel. So they're actually tracking them.
No way. That's such – for what? Like a dollar towel, you know, or $1.50, whatever it costs originally.
There's this hotel in West Palm Beach in Lake Worth where I used to live. Whenever I go home, I'd stay there. And, man, they had the best pillows I've ever had in my entire life. So I used to steal the pillows. Like I would stuff them in a suitcase.
Which hotel was this?
And I don't even know what the name of it is. But
the Hotel Grand.
But I ran out of pillows, and they went out of, and they either changed theirs or they went out of business or something. It broke my heart.
Oh man!
Because those pillows lasted for like 10 years, you know.
Yeah,
those
are fantastic.
All right, they're boarding, so I gotta go.
And I've bought so many pillows.
See you, Richard.
All right, Rich. See you, buddy.
Travel safe, buddy.
All right, boys. See you.
So I've bought so many pillows. You have no idea over my life trying to find a great pillow.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah, I finally found one. I finally found it. You got to go with the down ones.
The down ones, huh?
Down pillows, because you can fluff them up.
Yeah.
And they refluff and they stay fluffed. You know, until the middle of the morning, and then you got to fluff them again the next day.
Yeah, I like to get the long ones. Like a 4 foot long pillow.
I found that those aren't as good.
Yeah.
I always used to go for the king size pillow, but then I found that the queen is much better.
Well, I need a pillow between my legs for some reason too. It's just, I don't know when that started. I don't know if it's for cooling off purposes or what it is, but I always sleep pillow under my head. I have a pillow next to my chest so I can have a nice hug on it. And then I have one between my legs.
Are you afraid a pillow is going to escape?
Maybe. I would be hanging onto my wife like that, but she has long hair, and I'd choke on it, breathe it in.
Tell her to choke on this.
Choke on this, bitch.
So let's see the news items we got.
We got a ton because it's been going on for a few weeks where we haven't gotten to them. So do you want the newest or the oldest?
The oldest.
Let's see the oldest.
The oldest news item.
Post race fear about what bass might do to, is that bass or bass, do you think?
Bass concert.
Probably bass. What bass might do to the Coliseum? Concerts will be held there, but not raves.
No, what bass, so, fish.
So, they're afraid of the fish getting into the Coliseum?
Yeah.
The man who took charge of Rome's top tourist attraction wants to set the record straight. So it's post-race fear about what bass might do to the Coliseum. So the number one tourist attraction.
Yeah, because somebody bought the Coliseum or something. No, you're going to – the director of the Coliseum shared his plan to bring concerts to the almost 2,000-year-old amphitheater.
Right. And but he made sure people knew that there will be no loud, bass-filled dance/rave electronic music parties. Massive raves were imminent.
Scroll down. Okay.
Respect the space. Colici said he heard complaints from archaeologists and other Romans dismayed that their cultural heritage could be so desecrated. Even electronic music fans expressed concern online about the damage a whomping bass beat would inflict on an ancient structure.
I think a whomping bass, like if they caught a bass, would do more than a bass.
Concerts must respect the Colosseum as a sacred space, as it's integral to Roman identity and has become imbued with religious.
Go down the next paragraph.
Let's see. Past shows, Ray Charles in 2002, Paul McCartney in 2003, and Andrea Bocelli in 2009, all were built as special events.
That's nothing. Next article.
I'm interested. I want to go to the
Colosseum.
Yeah.
The Colosseum.
Do you have any interest in seeing
it? I want to go to the colostomy bag.
You want to go to the colostomy bag? Let's see.
No, I'm lying. I don't want to go to have a colostomy bag. That'd be terrible.
We've got the Island of 1 Million Cats. You want to look at that one?
Yeah, I've saved that for you and Rich. Oh. Save that for when Rich is here.
Okay. Cancel. Wait. Cancel. Stop. Yeah. Okay. So those are for a couple weeks ago. Let's see what else we got from last week. Oh, man. The Super Rich Club with only 6 members.
Yeah. I want to be a member of that.
I don't like it. Let's see. The $100 billion club of ultra-rich elite is starting to look a little less elite. Business Insider suggests a new benchmark should be $200 billion. Currently, 18 people are in the $100 billion club, but only 6 in the $200 billion club, according to the latest Bloomberg Billionaires. The 6 are Elon Musk, Larry Ellison, Mark Zuckerberg, Jeff Bezos, Larry Page.
Look at this. For context, each of the top 6 billionaires is now wealthier than household name corporations like PepsiCo,
oh, wow.
Uber, Disney, and Intel. That's crazy.
You got to have a good idea, right? Like a online bookstore that all of a sudden decides to ship everything, including groceries and medicine.
Yeah, I've had enough of that article. That article didn't bring us any comedy.
Well, we just started.
No, it's already over.
Oh. All right, what else?
Well, that's the good thing about the news items. They're not very long.
This is for comedy? I thought this was for information.
Informational comedy. Everything's for comedy.
The greatest lost albums in music history?
Yeah, I thought you would like that. But I'm not a big fan of this. But actually, I thought Rich would like it more than both of us. So
we'll save the music one? Okay.
Yeah, save that.
Let's see. After that, we got a 1,000 square foot spider web. Do we want to read about this large spider web?
Yes. Scared? What are you, scared?
Nah, I don't. I like spiders. Researchers find vast colony in a sulfur cave on Albania-Greece border.
I didn't even know Albania and Greece bordered each other.
Yeah, it's greasy there. Near Albany. Let's see. Ooh, a barn funnel weaver. See, I like spiders. Keep the flies out of your house and all that.
You ought to get the journal Subterranean Biology then.
I should, because in that journal, this marks the first time scientists have documented colonial behavior in the species barn funnel weaver and sheet weaver, which is an unusual.
111,000 spiders.
So they're working together on this giant web. I see. It's an unusual arrangement, since the P. vagans, which are the sheet weavers, would normally be the barn funnel weaver's prey. Researchers believe the perpetual darkness may impair their vision and alter their behavior. Instead of hunting each other, the spiders feed on non-biting midges, which themselves rely on microbial biofilms produced by sulfur-oxidizing bacteria.
I remember reading this article and thinking it was boring after I sent it.
Oh, so you're done with it?
It's done. There's only a couple of sentences.
Anyway, there was a massive spider web.
Yeah, that's all. The world's biggest spider web. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, and it's all.
Spider-Man had nothing to do with it.
It's all done in cohesion. That's why teamwork makes the dreams work. All right, do you want to Ripley's buys $121 million solid gold toilet?
$12.1 million solid gold toilet.
Oh, they can't put the period in the link. That's probably why.
I think it's 12.1.
Boom. Buyer of $12.1 million solid gold toilet revealed it was Ripley's Believe It or Not. Now, see, before I...
And it actually works, and it's actually solid gold.
I don't understand why Ripley's would buy it. What are they
going to do? Yeah, I don't either. They don't tell you that in the article. It's stupid.
Let's see. One of the most unusual purchases to date, a solid gold toilet. 18-carat gold, 100-kilogram functioning toilet was sold at Sotheby's? Sotheby's auction on Tuesday.
Sotheby's
auction on Tuesday. The company confirmed the purchase on Wednesday, calling it one of the wildest acquisitions in history. Yeah, I don't see that, like, you know, being a valuable.
It's worth, but it's worth. You scroll down.
Okay.
It's worth like $10 million, though.
Let's see.
The gold's worth like $10 million.
Yeah, the gold alone is worth $10 million at current rates.
So they're
rates.
Only out $2.1 million if they had to sell it.
Yeah, and then they could maybe sell it for $20 or something, but. The company knows
it actually works. They don't know whether they haven't decided or not whether they're going to let people use it.
I don't think so.
Or where they're going to display it at.
Display it, yeah.
No, I want to use it. I want to use it on the gold toilet.
I bet you they'll display it, and then I bet you some hotshot YouTuber or something will actually take the charge or take a pinch and use the toilet and get arrested and then have that video, you know.
That'd be nice.
They intend to keep the toilet as the centerpiece of its collection. the most valuable thing in the collection. John Cochran, Ripley's director of exhibits, says, finding the unbelievable is our business, but even we never imagined we would one day need a plumber on standby for an art installation.
Ah.
It's an art installation. See, but I don't understand because where are they, you know? Like, the only Ripley's I knew was the Atlantic City one on the boardwalk, and I think that closed. They still have Ripley's little museums around the world?
I don't know. I
have
guess
you
they
seen
do.
One? Believe it or not. Believe it or not, maybe they do.
Any other news items?
I was going to search for Ripley's, but I realized I only have one hand. Let's see, the other one. The way to tell male and female dinosaurs apart?
Hmm. If they have a penis or an ovum?
An ovum?
An ovary.
Damn near killed him. Researchers learned more about sex lives of dinosaurs. They believe mating injuries can determine which dinosaurs were female. Mating injuries?
Yeah, they're right. The females got rammed.
Jeez.
That's basically what the article says.
Basically what the article, holy shit. A new study offers the most intriguing clue for determining the sex of certain dinosaurs. Injuries that may have resulted from mating. Sounds like Wednesday nights at the Feeney House. You know what I mean?
Wow.
For decades, paleontologists have struggled to tell male from female dinosaurs based on fossils alone, but the latest research focuses on a pattern of heeled injuries in hadrosaurs, herbivores of the late Cretaceous, also known as duck-billed dinosaurs. These breaks found consistently...
What about duck-billed platypuses?
That's what they evolved into, right?
I guess.
These breaks found consistently on the vertebrae past the base of the tail are thought to have resulted from mates mounting females and inadvertently damaging their spines. I could see that.
But I can't believe they just figured that out.
I just realized I said I could see that, and then you picture me picturing dinosaurs having sex. The audience now picturing us picturing the dinosaurs having sex. That's great stuff.
That's pretty much it.
But listen, you do want to hear this, though. The injuries were non-fatal. Because there were signs of healing. So, see, it was all in good fun. And sometimes there was evidence of a second injury. So she went back for another go-round.
So it wasn't the duck-billed platypus dinosaurs weren't getting raped?
No. It says because of the evidence of the multiple injuries or repeat injuries. That means that they were –
repeat business, baby. You repeat business.
Exactly. Repeat business. They were lovers. They were lovers in love.
How's Ted doing?
He's still sleeping. I don't know. We haven't nailed it down yet, and we'll find out when we get the test results.
I'm in now.
Yeah, yeah. No, but I'm explaining, like, he's been a bum while I've been recording, but when I woke up this morning, he was perfectly fine. So we're trying to figure out. I think it might
be. He's taking a nap.
Yeah, but it's his behavior otherwise, and he's just, like, kind of, nah. We'll see.
Hopefully he just woke him up. No wonder. I'd be pissed too.
Hopefully we get a little more time out of the guy. I told my wife, though, if we have to put him down, I'll just take care of it myself. We got plastic bags, you know, rope, shoelaces. I'll figure it out.
You're going to practice your assassin creed?
Yeah. Save a few bucks.
Are you going to get him with a, what's it called when you, a garrote?
Oh, yeah, garrote. Yeah. How do you, never mind. I don't want to expose my knowledge on the air. So you want to hear about Annihilation real quick before we...
Yeah, I want to hear about Annihilation, and then I want to end the show.
So Annihilation, I guess it wasn't really a wide theater release. It came out on Netflix from what I heard, but it's Natalie Portman. There is a zone on Earth, a meteor landed...
Natalie Portman?
Natalie Portperson has to go investigate as a meteor crashed into this lighthouse. Didn't cause an explosion or anything, just hit it. It went into the ground and stayed there, and then around this meteor crash grew this zone called the Shimmer. Everything's all shiny.
Sounds a lot like Stranger Things.
And everything's all shiny and pretty and beautiful. What came out before Stranger Things?
No, it didn't.
It's all shiny, pretty, and beautiful, but there are mutations. As soon as you enter the space, there's mutations. Flowers growing on the same vines that shouldn't be. They find some other mutated, more vicious animals. I don't want to spoil them. And her husband.
I'm not going to see it. I don't know. It creeped me out, the commercial.
So the alligator that comes after them has rows of teeth like a shark. So it mutated. The bear that comes after them somehow stole the voice of somebody that it killed. So it fools you. Like it calls you and you hear, help me, help me. And you're like, oh, Mary's in trouble. But it's the bear using the voice of its victim, for God's sake.
Wow. Oh, you just cut out. You just cut out. Wire.
Oh, it's the, I know what it is. I'm sorry. I got to get used to that. I won't have this next week anyway. So, yeah, so that's the special crazy animals. But really, it's a little more.
So what happens?
Well, she goes in originally because.
Here's the spoilers.
Yeah. She goes in originally because her husband was on the previous expedition. And he came back acting real strange and like immediately had to go to the hospital for organ failure. So she's like, I want to go in and find out what the fuck this place is all about. So she goes in. It's the 12th expedition. All the ones before that, nobody else returned. Her husband's the first one who ever came out of the Shimmer.
What expedition was he in?
He was in the 11th.
So she was in the one right after him.
She was in the 12th.
So nobody else returned back from the first 10?
No.
How many people would go in at a time?
Like 3 to 6. You would have park rangers, scientists,
like 30
biologists.
To 60 people are already dead?
Yeah, or...
That's quite a body count.
Yeah, well, it was...
Body counts in the house.
Classified information, so the U.S. peoples and the world peoples didn't know about it because they hid it from us.
Where's this located at?
I think it was supposed to be in Florida.
Yeah, of course it was.
By the Panhandle. So she goes in with four other women. It's a girl power team.
My in-laws live on the Panhandle.
Is that right? Oh, yeah, that's right. She goes in with four other females. You know, you got a Marine, you got a psychologist, you got an anthropologist.
Oh, the girl Ghostbusters, the female Ghostbusters?
Yeah, but you know what? It wasn't, they didn't make a big deal out of it. It was also like, listen, we've sent in all men so far and no one's come back except for your husband who's you know, fallen very ill. So let's try the ladies.
Ladies in the house, say yes.
I highly recommend it. I know the description hasn't been that great. It's hard to say. There's a lot more I'd have to say to really wrap it up, but let's just say people also start to mutate. Anything that enters is going to mutate from light to sound to DNA, everything. So everyone starts mutating in their own ways. Their fingerprints start moving around. Ooh, all creepy. One of the guys gets cut open. His intestines are slithering. Ooh, gross.
One of the girls?
No, this was, they found footage of a previous expedition and one of the Marines cutting the other guy's stomach open and be like, look at his fucking intestines. And so like, okay, everyone that comes in here goes crazy. And really.
Are any of them still alive?
Yeah, he was alive when they cut him open and you could see his intestines.
No, is anybody still alive when the girls get there?
No. So various calamities befall most
and
of the
an alligator with shark teeth?
They killed the alligator. Yeah.
Shark teeth?
Didn't get nobody. Yeah, shark teeth.
How'd they kill it?
She just shot it a bunch in the face with a machine gun.
That'll work.
That wiped it out. So a couple of them are victims of some calamities. One of the women just decides to allow the Shimmer to take her, which somehow means she turns into like a human-shaped plant. You'd have to see it to make sense of it. And then at the end, she gets to the spot where the meteor hit. The psychologist is down there, and she has cancer. And so when the Shimmer gets in her system or something, she explodes into like this ball of light and all these particles, and the particles are floating around. And one of the particles sucks in a drop of blood off the main character's face, Natalie Portman's face, and then it poofs out a doppelganger of her. And so the doppelganger like follows her, but it's just mimicking everything she does. So if she steps backwards, it steps backwards. If she runs forward, it runs forward.
Did she do the Groucho Marx mirror?
Kind of, but she eventually finds a way to fool it and gets rid of it.
Not Groucho, Harpo.
Harpo, yeah.
And Groucho.
But she finds a way to fool it and makes her escape, and the Shimmer is no more. I forget what they call the whole zone. But anyway, when she gets back.
It makes her escape with the help of an ape named Ape, and a way she'll spread on an elephant's ship while Priscilla and Persila stay in step. Whoa. George. Oh, that's a different movie.
It was more like a grenape. A grenade. Well, either way. So
what did she? So how did she? How did she blow up this?
So when she gets to the spot where the meteor crashed into the lighthouse, she wants to find out what's going on, and she finds a video camera, you know, and she hits play, and it's a tape of her husband, and her husband's like, "I'm all fucked up. Being in here has changed me physically and mentally. My body's doing weird shit. I'm losing my mind. I can't take it anymore." So he gets one of those phosphorus grenades, I think it's called.
Wait, hang on. So is the lighthouse not in the opening anymore?
The meteor crashed through the base of it and then into the ground, but it didn't destroy the lighthouse.
So where is the, where did she, is she leaving the thing, the shimmer, when she sees the tape?
No, she's deep in it, all deep up in it. Yeah. Like six days hike.
So the shimmer is, so it's a tesseract.
If that works, sure.
It's another dimension. It's a giant. It's bigger on the inside.
It's like the way it's explained. I looked and I read the novel and stuff. It's just like an alien force that replicates and mimics and thinks it's improving things. Like I don't know if the alligator with several rows of shark teeth was an improvement, or the zombie grizzly bear with the using the victim's voices. But hey, so it copies her, it duplicates her, it's trying to replicate her, and that's what she destroys. But before that, she finds
out. How'd she destroy it?
She, like I said, it was mimicking everything she did. So she held out the phosphorus grenade, and the doppelganger took it, and she pulled the pin and ran, and the doppelganger just looked down and went, didn't blow up, but was like caught in some sort of like sonic looking fire, and then just spread the fire around the lighthouse. And then all of a sudden the whole place started coming down. But when she looked at this tape, when she came in, she found out that her husband had actually killed himself. He pulls one of the pins of the grenade in his hand and he just leans against the wall and lets it blow him up. And then after he's dead, or before he dies, he says, you know, go find Lena if you ever get out of here. And that's his wife's name. And you hear somebody go, I will. And he blows himself up, and then walking to the camera is his doppelganger. So when her husband returned at the beginning of the movie, it wasn't even him. It was the copy. See?
So is that the end of the movie?
She gets out. She goes back to the military base in the hospital. She explains what happens. And then she goes in to greet the doppelganger husband. And he doesn't even know. She's like, you're not my husband, right? And he's like, I don't think so. I don't know. And he's like, are you still Lena or Nina, whatever? And she just like looks away. And then when they hug and embrace, both their eyes are shimmering.
Ooh. Yeah, but she can't be a... she killed her doppelganger.
Yeah, but this place, whatever, when it even, like I said, it evolves DNA. So it was already in her system. And actually, she was a biologist, so when she would take blood out and look at it under the microscope, she could see it changing. So even though she got out of there, it was already in her.
Oh, so but she's not... He's not him, but yeah. She's still her.
Right. She's just changed, but he's a copy. But he thinks maybe he is, and he has all the guy's memories and stuff. So isn't it still – it's still him, sort of.
So wait. So what happens? They go happily ever after?
That's the credits roll, baby. That's it. They hug. Their eyes shimmer, and the credits roll.
And she blew up the sphere?
Yeah, the whole thing was destroyed, which
was – Well, Dana White going to do another UFC if they blew up the sphere?
Well, the other – see, I think you would like it, and you would probably enjoy it a lot better than my description.
I wouldn't. It's too creepy.
The zone kept expanding, so something had to be done, or eventually it was going to, you know, take over Florida and the East Coast, and then, you know, state by state, like it just kept expanding. So they had to figure it out. That's why they kept sending expeditions.
So they kept making a – so it wasn't a tesseract, and it wasn't another – it wasn't a separate dimension that's connected to ours.
No.
It was just a giant playground that was taken over.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Jennifer Jason Leigh is in it. She's pretty great. So when Natalie Portman finds her at the end of the movie, she's like explaining to her. She's like, it's in me now. And I don't think I can't tell what it wants. No, it doesn't want anything. And it's not like us. And I don't know, she does a really good job in that scene. But so that there's no motive. There's no explanation. Right. Like the alien and aliens,
piss me off.
They want to kill you. Right. Predator wants to hunt. But this thing doesn't do anything. It lands. It starts its process.
So it's like The Sims.
The Sims.
The video game.
Yeah.
You know what The Sims is all about?
Yeah. Yeah. My wife used to be a big player.
I never played it. I just heard of it.
Yeah. I didn't play it since it first came out, really. Maybe
you
I should.
You played with it, though.
A little.
You ever play Dungeons & Dragons?
No.
Me neither.
Yeah.
I'd like to play once before I pass away.
Right. Yeah. It just never happened. I never met a D&Der, I guess, when I was younger. So it never
my, you're my yard guy, my my landscaper, him and his buddies played D&D.
Yeah. I need something like that.
They haven't played in like a long time, though, but he's going to invite me next time they play.
Yeah. You can get it down, get the idea down.
And then, but I hope I don't end up in the shimmer. That'd be scary.
Yeah, you could be replicated.
What's your shirt?
Oh, it says Hang Die. It's from Deadwood. So Al Swearingen, the main character and the owner of the Gem Saloon, was friends with the Chinese guy Wu, who was like a butcher, but he didn't speak English. So Wu taught him Chinese, and like Hang Die, they would do this to each other. It meant like loyalty.
Hey, what is this? How's it go? Wait. I keep seeing this on like, where did I see it at? No, it's, hold on. I forget exactly. No, I can't. I can't remember the finger. It's something that a younger...
The punk kids have a new, like, gesture with their hand or whatever?
Yeah, it's a gesture, yeah. But where did I see it at? You know what? I can't remember now. And nor can I remember how to make the gesture.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know how to search for it.
Maybe I just dreamed the whole thing.
It could be. Maybe you were in the Shimmer.
The Shimmer? Isn't that a girls' wrestling league?
It's a Fuel song.
Well, go to cameo.com, get a Raven video shout out. That'd be good for you. I just did a couple of those the other day.
Nice.
Let's see. Fan mail is fanmail to raveneffect.com. If you have addiction issues, get some help. Call the addiction hotline, 800-662-4357. Excuse me. Or go to addictionandrecovery.org for information and help. We always like to prescribe that for our fans. Because, you know, you guys have problems. We have problems. Everybody has problems. Ted the cat has problems.
He just bit me. Ah, he's biting me.
That bastard.
That means he's coming back a little bit.
He's making a comeback. He's going to set up like the Undertaker.
He's going with the bite. There you go, Ted. You're all right.
Recommendations.
I recommend Annihilation, the movie, and the novel. And I guess I'll save my other one so that I definitely have one next week. So for right now.
Oh, just say it.
Oh, Smoking Aces. If you want to watch a dumb like action movie like Tarantino.
Yeah, I saw that.
Tarantino Light. Yeah, you liked it?
Yeah, it was entertaining.
Jeremy Piven?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I just saw it for the first time, and I just liked it.
I'm going to recommend a Jeremy Piven movie, too, now. I haven't seen it in years, but PCU.
Oh, yeah. That's funny. You know, you can't find that. Like,
PCU,
like it's,
Politically Correct University.
Yeah.
And David Spade plays the right-wing Republican heel.
Right.
You know, college kid.
Yeah, no, I've seen it. Yeah.
No, I'm telling the audience.
Oh, sorry. Of course, there's an audience, right?
But, that was a great movie.
Yeah, it's – they never –
it'd be really topical now.
It would, but it's not available to stream anywhere. Nobody has it. Like, so you have to have the DVD, which I swear to God. And I don't think it was, like, mass-produced. Like, if you had PCU on DVD, you could probably sell for $1,000, I bet you.
Let's see. Hold on. I'm actually going to look this up myself because I don't trust you.
Whoa.
Okay. How to watch PCU streaming. Let's see. You can watch the movie PCU by purchasing a DVD from a reseller. As it's not currently available on major streaming services, you can find physical copies through online retailers like Amazon or from independent physical media store. You can watch this video to learn more about the movie PCU.
Yeah,
that's AI. AI doesn't know nothing.
The DVD and the VHS out of print.
Oh, it actually stands for Port Chester University, not politically.
But that's the idea.
Port Chester, that's where I used to hang out when I was in Stanford. I'd go 5 minutes over the border to New York State from Connecticut and go hang out in PC in Portland and Port Chester. I used to be known as Johnny Port Chester Polo.
You hung out at PCU?
No, I hung out at PC bars.
Nice.
Let's see, we're going to watch PCU.
You got to get the DVD. And nobody has it.
Used to be on all the time on Comedy Central, this guy says.
Yeah, it did.
Where can I stream the PCU movie? It's not currently available in major streaming. What about minor streaming services?
You can get it for $15 at Best Buy, it looks like, or order it anyway. Amazon.
Is PCU movie available to download?
Amazon's $25 DVD.
Still unavailable. The only way to access it via DVD on the secondary market, which will cost you $35. Well, I just recommended a bite in your pants.
Wow, look at this. Pre-owned DVD on sale at eBay. PCU and Airheads on the same DVD. Whoa. That's good stuff. That's
actually
a classic.
PCU is being suppressed by Disney to prevent future audiences. Hold on, let's see what this has to say. If I'm ever seeing the image of John Favreau, it's preventing the future audiences from ever seeing the image of John Favreau with dreadlocks.
That's a great movie.
So I guess I made a poor recommendation. I also recommend Black Butler. It's on Crunchyroll. It's an anime.
Yeah.
It's dark. It's funny. It's ridiculous. It's cool. It's very entertaining. And there's a lot of episodes, too. But apparently a lot of it isn't canonical. Like the first season is most of the part of the first season, and the second season isn't, and then the third season from there on it's all canonical, which means it's all part of the canon.
Yeah, who
not
makes canon, that decision
not
anyway?
Canon Golden Globus.
hate when people say that. Oh, that's not canon. Well, then what did I watch it for? You know?
Yeah, exactly. Which really makes no sense anyway, because it's all fiction.
Whereas when Disney bought Star Wars, they're like, guess what? Remember how you read all those novels for 15 years? Well, they're not canon anymore. Just took them out of the history. Yank!
Yeah, they're no longer Chris Canyon.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
All right, so that's my recommendation. I just
decided that Rich's appearance this week is no longer canon.
Oh, wow.
It's out. Out of the canon.
Ooh. So he's going to be shot from a cannon? Is that why they call it canon?
No, nothing happens. I just don't recognize it as a part of the show's catalog.
Yeah, I'd also like to recommend, a third one. Wow. I'd like to recommend you watch my movie, The Raven Effect, Nevermore, The Raven Effect. When you get to Amazon, you may have to type in NEVERMORE.
Right.
Because it doesn't, you think it would show up after NEVERMO. But it takes a while to type it. You got to type the letters. You got to do the work. You got to earn the movie. You got to put time and the effort in. Beanie, see if you can pull it off without typing in Nevermore, all the letters.
Yeah, I was just going to give that a shot. Let me see. Amazon Prime Movies. Come on, you slow piece of crap. All right. I typed in NEVERM. NEVERMO and Nevermore the Raven Effect comes up.
Yeah, it should come up after NEV or something.
Nevermind comes up. Nevermind.
That's why Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, that guy. Remember him? Kind of a jerk.
And wasn't there an album called Nevermind?
Yeah, it was their first record.
Didn't that have a hit song or two?
Yeah, Smells Like Something or Other. It was one of the hits, I think.
It said, Come on Your Face or something?
Yeah, that was, yeah.
On Your Face.
I thought it was Come on Her Ass.
At Your Place, Get Some Mace.
That's a hit.
It's a hit.
I smell money.
I smell like teen spirit. Oh. I smell like deodorant. I smell like teen deodorant. All right. Peace, love, and Phoenix still 5'6". I don't care what anybody says. And Rich was not part of today's – Rich's portion of the show was in fact, not canonical.
Yep.
And it was not a – so it's not canon when you go back through all the episodes.
And doesn't exist.
Were the Swinger episodes canon?
We're gonna take a vote on that, I think. I'm gonna get the whole panel together, the whole board, and we'll figure it out.
They'll be too bored to be paneling.
Well, you're not on the board. You don't know about the board. It doesn't matter.
No, the wood paneling. Not the wood paneling.
That's classy. It's a classy look. I miss
Quote
it.
The Raven, Nevermore, the end, go to bed. Who'd you ever be?
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.